Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's too bad that the Saints aren't playing at home and they could peel the roof off of the Superdome. Well, they got some renovations coming. I don't think it's going to go quite that far, and I don't know engineering-wise if that's possible, but it's going to be pretty sweet when they finish. Kyle French joins us now, chairman for Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, or as it's otherwise known, LSED. Kyle, thank you for your time. I really mean that. I know you're busy.
Good morning, Tommy. Glad to be on, and happy Friday to everybody.
Same to you, sir. So yesterday, the total, let's get the money out of the way first, if we may. The total amount is $450 million. Yesterday, you picked a contractor and awarded him or them a $53 million contract. And in terms of the $450 million of renovations, is all of that in place? And what you're doing is you can only do so much at a time. And that's how we or how you found came to award $53 million yesterday.
Yeah, Tommy, this is a multi-phase, multi-year project to renovate the Dome. We need to make certain that we keep this facility in commerce while we're renovating it. It's too important to the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana to have it go black. So we need to work around a lot of these big-time events that are coming to New Orleans. And so this first phase is the $53 million piece. And then we'll go on beyond that once we get this finished.
But the money's already promised, appropriated, whatever, right? $90 million from the state?
There's a $90 million piece that the governor's committed to for this project, which is obviously a critical piece. The Saints are putting up $150 million. And the LSED is going to bond about $210 million. So you have three
contributors
basically working in tandem as a team, and I'm really proud that the Saints have stepped up in such a way with the state and the LSED, and I couldn't be more happy with their involvement in this project.
You know what I love about it, Kyle, is you see stadiums in other cities torn down and then replaced by new ones. They don't really have, the old one didn't really have any kind of, with the exception of the Astrodome, maybe it didn't really have any kind of history or any kind of iconic presence. But the Superdome is one of those things, as it relates to America, that I don't think anybody really wants to see torn down and replaced.
No, it's an iconic facility. And interesting enough, when the governor asked me to serve in his capacity, we had a conversation about that because I wanted to make certain what his view was on the Dome. I pretty much knew what it was, but certainly, if I was going to serve, I wanted to be sure that we were working together. And he said, absolutely, Kyle, we need to keep that Superdome and, you know, do what we can to modernize it. And then once we got in this position with working with Doug Thornton and the folks at SMG and developing a master plan over the last 2 years, brings us to today. And when I woke up this morning and opened up the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate and saw that story on the front page as a New Orleanian, I was humbled and couldn't have been prouder. That we're doing this to our beautiful Superdome.
You know, it's interesting you said that, Kyle, because I was just thinking, as a New Orleanian myself, you know, I don't want to get anybody mad here, but to me, the Superdome has become as much a part of New Orleans as Jackson Square. And again, I don't want to get anybody mad. The French Quarter, Bourbon Street, anything along those lines, I think it is an integral part of the city. And as a result, it's got to be maybe maintained or improved to keep the NFL happy and just to bring it up to the, 2020s, I guess. But you can't change it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the renovations. It's going to be hard for you to describe over the radio, but I know you're up to it, Kyle.
We'll do it.
All right, Kyle France, president of Louisiana Stadium and Expedition District. If you've seen these pictures, man, I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty sweet and as up-to-date as any new NFL stadium that you see. 720 time now traffic, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kyle France. Nice enough to spend some time with us. Busy time for him, chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Expedition District, LSED. The governor will be on with Newell at 10:10. to go into this in more detail, but Kyle, again, nice enough to kind of walk us through it. $450 million total. The money's in place. You got to do it in steps around events. Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong. Yesterday, a $53 million contract was let. And what is going to be the first phase of this, these changes, developments, et cetera?
First phase is going to involve, Tommy, removing the interior ramps in the Superdome. There are 80,000 square feet of those ramps that kind of wrap around on the inside of the Superdome. We could remove those and basically replace those with 20,000 square feet of stairs and escalators, which gives us usable space of 60,000 square feet where we could widen the corridors, add restroom facilities, those kinds of things. So that's the first phase.
The those ramps always did, and you know, you'd see the little kids rolling down them and so forth. But dark, dank, and claustrophobic would be how I would describe those ramps.
Yeah, and you know, I think you might remember when the dome was first built, they had carpet on those ramps.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of nasty.
It was a mess. It was like an
updated. But that gives us the ability on the interior of that building to really enhance the fan experience. You know, you've been in some of those big games where it really does get kind of crowded on those corridors.
Absolutely.
And the restroom facilities with the lines and those kinds of things. So that's the first phase. And then from there, we'll kind of move on.
So eventually, and you're talking about 2023, 2024, some kind of deal like that when
Correct.
It's all completed. What can people expect? And again, you can go online and see the artist renderings, but if you could describe it in your own words, I mean, this is going to be gleaming, glistening, wide open. Would that do it?
That's a great explanation of what we're trying to do here is to open it up, have the fans enter from the ground level instead of coming up the ramps and entering. So there'll be a ground level entrance. Then you take the escalator up and into the seating area. Another thing that's very important certainly that we're focused on and the governor was adamant about is the ADA capacity, which is we're under capacity now. We've been working with the federal government on that issue because we have an old building here. But we really need to add ADA seating to this facility, and that's a big component of this and something that we're really focused on getting right for our handicapped fans.
Is seating going to change at all in terms of increasing, decreasing?
It will change some, Tommy, but, you know, now for some reason folks like to go to games and stand up. And so there'll be standing room only areas, large areas where folks can stand and watch the games. And so consequently, I think that will be an added feature that people like rather than sitting in the seats. You know, we probably will lose a few seats based on the ADA component, mm-hmm. but I think that's well worth it to take care of those folks that are handicapped and need those type of seating arrangements.
And it's going to start either after the college football playoff or the NFC championship, right?
And hopefully after the NFC championship, Tom.
That's what I'm hoping for. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Tommy, thanks for the opportunity to talk about the Dome and cover this. It's a great day for New Orleans, and go Saints.
Yeah, I don't want to put off the repairs, Kyle. However, it can wait till the NFC championship game.
You got it.
Kyle France, our guest, president of Louisiana Stadium Exposition District. The governor will be on with Newell at 10:10 to go into this in more detail, but it's going to be sweet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.